Jerry Bader Show 925. There's now a smartphone app that you can sync to a car seat that will tell you if it's getting too hot in your car, if you're a moron and you left your baby in your car to broil, as either many morons or people who actually want to kill their baby and now realize this is a way to more or less get away with it. I'm not saying I can't say that in any specific case. I'm saying it's a possibility. And the columnist in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is saying, well, this could happen to anyone. No, I don't think it is. I don't think it could. If your baby is the most important thing in your life, which quite frankly, at that juncture in their lives, it should be their well-being, you're not going to forget. And I think creating an app to make it more convenient to you to leave the baby in a hot car is the worst direction we could go. Because now we're just conceding people don't have common sense that God gave a broomstick. And we need to help them. And two callers pointed out something that's very obvious to me. We trust these morons to remember their smartphones so they could use the app, but not the baby? What does that tell you? We know that the smartphone is more important to them than the damn baby, because they would never forget their smartphone in their car, and they'll forget their baby. This is devaluation of human life, devalued to the point that we know that these people care so little about human lives, even the lives of their own babies, that we have to tie that life to something that is precious to them, their damn smartphone. I think this is a ridiculous road to go down, and I'm really disappointed that Kim Komando, someone in this industry whom I respect, endorsed this crap. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Mike in Little Chute. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. You know, since these people are so smartphone orientated, you should have an app that says that you're just too stupid to have children. Don't do it. You know, then, you know, we can just eliminate this problem. Anybody is so stupid to leave their children in a car.
How about an app phone that does genetic profiling to decide whether you're too stupid to procreate?
Exactly.
That one I might be all over. Thanks a lot for the call. Ed in Sheboygan. Ed, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Let's assume you got two parents, both working.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's in a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
The wife normally picks up the baby after work.
Mm-hmm.
Calls her husband, says, got to work late tonight. You pick Michael up at the daycare. He mm-hmm. says, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So he stops at the daycare, picks the kid up, then has to go to the grocery store to pick up some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out of the car with the grocery list in his hand, concentrating on the groceries, forgets about his kid. You don't think that could happen?
What I accept is that we shouldn't. Yes, I think it could happen, and then that person should be held responsible for putting his groceries ahead of his kid.
I know, but I'm saying when the woman says this could happen to
right.
anybody.
Well, okay, no, I don't. Ed, no. Never, Ed, never, ever, 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 ever would I have forgotten my kid in a car. Ever. You know why? Because my child's safety was, at any given moment, the most important thing in the world to me. And if it's the most important thing in the world to you, no, that won't happen. That is my opinion. 406, and it's my opinion, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.